Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Hey guys, it's Rahim. Welcome back to my channel. If you're new to the channel, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. In this video, I'm going to share with you what I used to struggle with. I used to struggle with this literally. It was killing me. It was literally dreading me. It was literally shattering me away. That is confidence. How to build your confidence. You see, in order for you to be successful in any walk of life, your confidence is the thing that really gets you to where you want to go. If you haven't got confidence, you cannot even speak. You cannot even look at someone in their eyes. So in this video, that's exactly what I'm going to share with you. But before we get to that, I'd like to thank each and every one of you who has supported me or who's continuing to support this channel. The channel is growing immensely. We're growing greatly. We've noticed 45% of the people that have been watching our videos have not hit that subscribe button. If you're one of those, I kindly ask you to please smash that subscribe button to join the family. If you do, you will not regret it because I post videos every single day on property investment, financial freedom, and personal development. I post videos in a daily basis. So stay tuned to this channel. Welcome to the family. Hit that subscribe button. And whilst you're there, hit the like button so the algorithm will push the video to wider and wider audiences. So confidence. So many people, especially myself, I was a victim of this confidence. I could not speak. I was worried about my accent, worried about my race, worried about how I look, worried about what people think about me, and worried about how people persuade me, how people think about me when I'm not there. So that then deflated me to actually even say things or to actually approach people, especially when I started my property investment journey. I was worried about my accent. I could not speak. Literally, I would go to a landlord. As soon as I see the landlord, I went to a panic mode. I could not literally open my mouth. Literally, I just lose all my confidence. I was thinking, what is wrong with me? Am I doing something wrong? Of course I was doing something wrong. I did not know what I know now. So if you want to learn how to overcome your confidence, this video is for you. Here's the thing. If you implement what I'm going to share with you, there's no way it would not improve your confidence. And that confidence that you would gain would really and truly expedite your finances, expedite your mentally, it would expedite your physically, it would really nurture you in a way that you'll be able to go for whatever you set yourself to do. So you may be thinking, what is that? The first thing is basically it's mindset. You know, you need to believe in you, right? Before I get to the point, you need to believe in yourself first. You need to believe in yourself when nobody believes in you. So what I do basically every morning, I look at myself in the mirror and say these things. I am a doer. I'm an action taker, I'm relentless, I'm different, and I was born to be different, right? I say to myself, I'm confident. I say all this affirmation to myself. I'm a doer, action taker, relentless, confident, and me. No one's going to change me. I am a thumbprint. I'm different, I'm unique. I was born to be different. So I repeat these things over and over and over and over and over and over again and then until it becomes a second nature. Because what that does is basically start to change your belief system. It start making you believe in yourself when nobody does, especially if you've not been doing some certain things. If you're thinking, oh, is it the right time to say it? Or is it the right time to do this? Then you get that good. But if you're repeating this affirmation to yourself, believing in yourself, saying it's possible. I am a doer. I'm relentless. I'm an action taker. I'm me. I'm different. I'm born to be different. I'm born to be me. I'm born to be unique. Things like this would really, really entice you to become confident. Because the reason why I wasn't confident in my case is because I was trying to fit in. I was trying to be like other people. I was trying to speak like other people. I was trying to pretend to be someone else. So which was really derailing because I tried to memorize how to behave. I tried to memorize how to speak. I tried to memorize all these things. And then when I get to the person, I just go blank. And when I go blank, my energy shoot down. And I cannot even speak properly. I cannot even articulate my words because I'm so deflated. But then what I did, basically, when I start repeating this after myself, I start believing in myself. I start saying things. I start not worrying about what people think about my accent. I start worrying about what I think about myself, not what someone else is saying. So basically, I start setting these little things every single day I improve myself. Is by, number one, then setting the goals that you want to achieve. Suppose you set yourself to achieve this affirmation a day. Suppose you're going to promise yourself, I'm going to be saying these 5 affirmations every day. You will start daily basis if you want. When you wake up in the morning, go into the bathroom to brush your teeth or do whatever you want to do, you can look at yourself in the mirror. Make sure you look at yourself in the mirror this time around. Tell yourself, I'm great. I am superhuman. I am confident. I am me, right? And you are born to be different. Repeating these things over and over and over and over again helps you. Because that's what helped me, right? By repeating these things and during the day, I tell myself I'm an action taker. I'm relentless. I never give up. And I am me. So I do this consistently. Until today, I repeat those things every single day. Sometimes I hit myself like this. I said, yes, I am me. Nobody's going to change me. I am unique. I was born to be different. Things like that really, really transform my energy. So once it transforms my energy, it starts changing my belief system. And once it changes my belief system, today I can speak in any platform, anywhere I go, I can speak. I'm not even worried about what people think about me. And the second step, which I've already talked about, is talking positive things to yourself. Saying, I am me, I'm unique, I'm relentless, I'm an action taker, I'm successful. I am the wealthiest individual in whatever where you want to say. Just repeating these positive things about yourself really, really helps you boost that confidence. You see, there's so many people, they talk themselves negative things. They say to themselves, whatever I do goes wrong. Whatever I touch becomes shit. Whatever I touch becomes stuff. You know, lots of people, I had an investor that approached me before he joined my mentorship program. He said to me, over here, look, whatever I touch goes worse. Whatever I do end up being this. When I said, stop telling yourself these things. Stop telling. How about if you can tell yourself, say, whatever I touch become gold. Whatever I do become beautiful. Whatever I talked about become real. Okay? So things like that, talking about these things, positive talks to yourself will really help you anchor that. Because you need to change your belief system. I'm not sure if you believe in law of attraction. So whatever you say to yourself or believe comes to you, right? When it comes to you, then obviously, then it becomes real. And then that then start reaffirming what you're saying in your mind by saying, I'm not going to achieve this. I'm not going to do that. When that happens, you see, I told you I could not do this. I told you this is not for me. I told you this is not for me. But change that. Talk to yourself positive. I am action taker. I'm relentless. I'm never giving up. I'm unique. I'm different. I'm me. Right? Things like this, repeating these positive talks every daily basis, making that a habit all the time, it will slowly and slowly transform your belief, and then slowly gets you to become confident. And by the time you think about it, you're a very, very confident individual. Number 3, learning new skills. You know, when you've got new skills, it boosts your confidence as well by maybe learning something new every single day. And perhaps it could be about property. It could be maybe learning how to analyze a deal. Because once you learn how to analyze a deal and you know how to do that very well, you can explain that to anybody and you even get excited explaining this. Or perhaps communication, how to negotiate property deals. If you know how to do that, guess what? You'll be able to talk about it because it becomes a second nature. You don't have to go and memorize what to say. You don't have to think about what to say. It will naturally flows on you in a way that you'll be able to translate that to the people that are watching you. right, to the people that are listening to what you're saying, because that then it becomes a nature. You don't have to be thinking about it. You don't have to think about the people in front of you. That's another way you could really, really boost your confidence. And the fourth way to boost your confidence is facing your fears. If you fear of public speaking, find a place where you can go speak, right? Facing the fear. The only way you conquer fear is going through it. Going through it hard and thick, basically. Going through it like how the hurricanes goes into bushes and things like that. You literally go through it in a way that you go through. Once you've gone on the other line of a side of fear, you will realize there's no fear out there. Because a fear is a psychological barrier you put in front of you. Fear is not real. It's fake. It's what you think is going to happen. Okay? So it's not there. When you go over it, then you realize, actually, there's nothing here. There's nothing to be fearful for. You may be thinking, how do I get these opportunities? You can get this opportunity by going to parties. You know, just say, hey, I want to say something. Everyone listen to you. Or when you are in group, when you are with a group of friends walking in the park, doing stuff like that, you can just be the one talking, even if it's for 2 minutes, so to help you boost your confidence. Perhaps there are free speaking engagement in your local area. Join those speaking engagements. See how you can boost your confidence of speaking in front of people, if speaking is your own thing. Or maybe it's just to do with confidence. Maybe you can walk out, you know, say, okay, today I'm going out, I will talk to at least three people. You go out there, talk to at least minimum of three people. Even if you're saying hello to someone and they reply to you, you've conquered that fear. Because some of us are very fearful talking to people. Or perhaps you can set a target. So today, if I go to the gym, I'm going to make a friend. For example, you go there, talk to someone, even if it's for 5-10 minutes, or maybe even a minute, that you conquer that fear. Perhaps maybe when you go for a run or something like that, you can talk to someone, because talking to someone allows you to eradicate lots and lots of fear. Number five is body language and appearance. You see, some people also, it's got to do with the body language. They're always shredded like this because they don't believe in themselves. They don't wear comfortable things. They don't really look after themselves. They don't, you know, like literally they're not healthy. So things like that really and truly drag you into losing your confidence, because you're thinking, oh, I cannot speak, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. The body language tells you, because your body language speaks 80% of the words that you're saying. Okay? Your body language is what translates to people to listen to you, to people want to be hearing you. But you need to literally state, change your physiology. Like Tony Robbins said, okay, change your physiology in minutes, snap it. By repeating all the stuff I've just told you right now, it will transform you in a way that you would always dreamed of. And you will look back and be thinking, what the hell was I doing? That's what exactly what I do right now. I'm thinking, why was I not confident? Why was I worried about what people are saying about me? So these are the five things. If you implement these five things, they will transform your life. They will change your life. Because in order for you to be successful, you have to be confident. I was an introvert. I would not speak to where there's more than one person. But using these five skills I've just shared with you would definitely transform you in a way that you would always, always dream of. Let's repeat them. Number one, set achievable goals. Goals that you want to achieve, what you want to achieve in terms of your confidence. Secondly, positive talks, talking to yourself, positivity. I am a doer, I am an action taker, I am relentless, I'm never giving up. Things like that would also help. Number three, new skill. Learn new skill every day or maybe every week, however that may be for you. Learn something that you'll be able to explain to people. Number four, facing your fear. The only way you literally conquer fear is going through it. You go through the fear, you realize there's nothing at the back. Number five, body language and appearance. Appear nice, healthy, fit. Start going to the gym. Start making exercises. Start talking to people. Start going out jogging. Whatever that may be for you, that would help boost your confidence slightly. It would really, really and truly help you get your confidence back. And once you get your confidence back, the sky is the limit. I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, smash the like button below. Subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing the next video. Thank you. That's all for today. And thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too, to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you would like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest. fill out a short questionnaire to sign up and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates. Or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahim Bah, and TikTok, Rahim Bah 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.